You're listening to the Home Improvement Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Well, welcome to another edition of that Home Improvement Show. Walter Assey from Inovco has just walked in, coffee in hand. Looks like he stepped out of a GQ magazine shoot, but that's just him. Good morning, Walter.
I told you I should be on TV, but Bell Media had to stick me on radio for some reason.
I know. There's no justice. How was your week?
My week was fantastic. How about yours?
Pretty good. I worked. I filled in for my friend Andrew for the last couple of weeks on the morning shows, you probably know. So, but happy to be here. I love my Saturday and Sunday mornings with our audience.
It feels I haven't seen you forever.
I've been around.
I know.
You just don't call.
Yeah, I should. I'm such a bad guy.
All right. Is this a slow time of the year normally for you and for renovations in general, or do people take advantage of the summer and get things done?
Oh, Lord, no. I mean, it's the opposite of slow. It's very busy, especially now. A lot of people start to panic because they see the fall is coming, and then they see the winter is coming. So now everybody is in the last crunch ditch to change their roofs, repair their bricks, do the, the procrastinator clients, what I call them, is the last minuters and what have you. It's a time where people start walking around the property and seeing things that they shouldn't, they don't want to see on their exterior. So we get a lot of calls on that. And it's a good time to plan for that as well, because, you really don't want to be calling a contractor in the middle of the winter to patch your roof or to repair your bricks or anything like that. So, it's a good time to plan. You still have some time to be able to find someone. That's the good news. As long as you do it before November. Mm. A lot of the materials require a minimum of 12 degrees Celsius to dry and cure properly. So,
it's funny you should mention that, because one of the things that Jan was always preaching is to get things done, certain projects done before the cold weather sets in. For example, some exterior painting. Mm-hmm. You don't want to wait till it gets too cold, I guess,
no,
before you do that.
That's it. And you don't want to wait. You don't want to do it when it's very warm. So the good news is fall is perfect for a lot of these jobs, especially on the outside, because the temperature is just right, plan ahead, start now. Don't wait until September, because September, chances are all these guys are booked. Mm-hmm. Now that everybody's back from vacation, everybody's starting to call and, take it more seriously. So
514-790-0800. Sometimes you just need to talk to someone to get a little guidance on how to proceed with a home project, something that needs to be taken care of. And we've got a guy here for the entire hour with years of experience. So if you have a question for Walter, call now at 514-790-0800. One of the things that was on my to-do list, mm-hmm, for this year, I haven't gone to it yet. I know you mentioned
it. Is it a to-do list or a honey-do list?
It's a to-do list. I've been busy. And I'm not going to do the work myself because I'm not that guy. But I wanted to finally fix and improve and upgrade my garage floor. It's the original cement asphalt from when we, mm-hmm, moved into the house in 1994. And Walter, can I be frank? It's a mess. I mean, I want to clean it up. So which route should I go?
I have just the right guy for you.
Yeah?
He's an artist. As a matter of fact, I've known this guy for about 30 years. And
although I'm not necessarily looking for the person or the company, but just
I'm saying the reason I'm mentioning the guy is because I'm going to mention the technique after.
Oh, okay.
But he's one of the best guys I know in that technique. Because it's about, there's artistry in work as well. He does epoxy flooring. He does epoxy cement. And he does different stains, and he can even do the transparent cement. He could, do anything you want to do in your cement floor. I don't know if you've been to shopping malls where, people polish the cement, like in certain stores and what have you.
Give it
He does most of that. And it's a beautiful, beautiful technique. And the reason I'm saying is because he has the right equipment, the right tools. And he does fantastic work. There are others, of course. I mean, the cement, the epoxy cement or the polished cement technique, a lot of companies do it. But I mean, you would be shocked to see what's out there when it comes to, you know, garage floors. The sky is the limit now. You know, you can imitate marble with it. You can imitate granite. And it's all really working through epoxy and colors.
And so is it affordable?
It's not so bad. You know, honestly,
I have a single car garage.
Yeah, it's not so bad at all. It's surprisingly affordable. And just given the fact that, you know, the application of it lasts you almost 20, 30 years.
Is that right?
And you don't have to touch it. So versus if you paint just your epoxy floor, chances are every few years you have to repaint and prepare and so on and so forth. Plus, it makes your garage looks like $1 million.
Yes.
Really, it looks, it changes, it transforms your whole garage.
And they do all that work right around the drain there in the middle? And
everything.
Yeah.
You don't touch a thing. It's a bit of a messy job because, you know, they have to grind the cement and there will be some but, you know, they seal the door to the inside of the house and so on and so forth. It's cement work still, you know.
Yeah.
But it does an amazing work. I mean, I'm doing... they can even do stamps for you. They seal the floor if you want to stamp, I don't know, a logo of the Canadians or...
On the floor?
Yeah, on the floor. and then they seal it. It looks like it's part of the floor. It looks amazing.
Really?
That's right.
Oh.
That's right. So, you know, it's... in garages today, we came a long way from where it used to be. I mean, in the old days, well, that would... bench that is dingy and the garage door that squeaks when it opens, you know. And now we're doing garages that you feel like staying there all day, you know, honestly.
I don't know if this is a silly question or not, but it needs a paint job too. Do I paint the inside of the garage before the new floor or after?
I would do it after.
Okay.
Simply because of all the dust that's gonna occur. Right. Obviously, you cover the floor. Not that you have to in the sense that it's water-based and you could take it out, but I would just cover it just not to have to go through the big cleaning afterwards. But I would wait because chances are you need to wash the walls after and then you'll paint them.
All right. If you have a question,
vacuum.
Sorry, if you have a question for Walter Assey, call now and grab a line at 514-790-0800. You know why? Maybe I'm procrastinating. It's in the back of my mind because I don't envy I'm not looking forward to the task of cleaning out the garage and, you know, emptying the place.
That's a good idea to start a garage sale. No pun intended.
No, but you know how the garage is. It tends to be that place where you just throw everything.
Especially if you don't put your car in it in the winter, right?
Well, I do, but, you know, we always seem to find something else to put in the garage.
You should see my garage. I think I have 25 bikes in it.
Really?
You know, it's crazy.
Do you mount them on the walls?
I have not done it in this particular house.
Because that saves space, I guess, right?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I have not done it in this particular house. And especially that now we bought those electric bikes.
Yeah.
So they're heavy as heck.
Yeah.
So I have to find good brackets for them or else it's going to be a problem. And to lift them and to bring them down, it's a problem.
Okay.
They're fantastic.
And the house you're in now, do you still have the original garage floor?
I do.
Okay. And what is it?
Epoxy.
Okay.
Epoxy floors, yeah.
And it's holding
cement
nicely.
And epoxy. Yeah, I haven't done the whole thing with... but in all my new projects, that's what I do. So, you know, anything that I'm building or I'm doing, I go with polished epoxy floors.
All right. It's 9:14. I have Barbara on the line. But, you know, instead of going to her now, Jimmy, and then interrupting it in a minute to get the traffic, and we're going to talk to her on the other side. So she's ready to go. Barbara will be with you in just a second. I'm Ken Connors. That's Walter Assey. 514-790-0800.
You might just need to tighten a thingamajig on the whatchamacallit. This is the Home Improvement Show on CJAD 800.
Certainly is. It's Ken Connors sitting alongside Walter Assey from Renovco. You can call us now and get some free advice from Walter at 514-790-0800. Barbara is in the town of Mount Royal and is waiting patiently. Hi, Barbara.
Oh, good morning, Walter. I would like to ask you a question.
Yeah.
In our home, we have dual energy, oil and electricity, and since our oil tank is 24 years old, we had to change it. So we decided to go to convert the electricity right away. About 3 or 4 years ago was the last time we had our chimney, the ducts. We had the ducts clean. So I want to know if we should have it done clean now before the heating season starts for the last thing.
You mean the heating ducts in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. So how long ago did you have them cleaned?
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. First and foremost, let me just backtrack 2 seconds. A 24-year-old oil tank is really over its limit.
That's right.
In Canada, the requirements to start the inspection process, if you wish, certain insurance companies impose anywhere between 10, 15 to 20 years maximum, depending on the tank and the make and what have you. So going 24 years, you've really pushed your limits.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, the good news is with the newer systems, you get to switch them to anything you want. You could go full electric, but, of course, it's more expensive. You could go with a combination if you have natural gas with your system, and that's connected to the outside, so you don't have the cumbersome tank in your basement and what have you. Or you can go with simply with propane tanks as well, if you don't have gas.
Okay, we didn't know of that you went directly to electricity.
I mean, you could. Now there's the heat. The good news is that there are very advanced heat pumps out there that can really heat up to minus 30, and they're very efficient.
Yeah.
So you get so you know that's fine as well. Now, as far as cleaning your ducts, okay, especially that you have oil heating before, it's not a very clean type of heating. That's what I don't like about oil. It's not the cleanest of heating methods. So I will definitely have my ducts clean. It's a good practice. Usually when, especially if you had any renovations done or any type of demolition done, it's always good to do it. I like to do it once every year to 2 years.
You do that even with electricity?
With anything, because, you know, it's just good good practices. You don't have to if you have good filtering systems.
Uh-huh.
And when I say good filtering systems, that also means changing the filter often.
Okay.
Which most of us don't do. That's very important for the functionality of your system.
Okay.
So, you know, depending on how good the filters you're using are, and there's different grades of filters. So if you're using a basic filter, I would change it once a month. Okay. If you have a better quality filter, you could go up to 3 months before swapping the filter. So that also helps to keep your ducts clean and what have you. But if you don't have those good habits, then, you know, once a year, once every 2 years, you should have your ducts clean.
And how about the chimney sweep? No more?
Oh, you don't need it anymore. That's another great. Well, unless you have a wood burning chimney, but for the actual furnace, you don't need. I mean, if you're doing electric, you don't need any of that. You can actually remove the whole stack if you need to.
Nice to hear.
So that's that. There's a lot of advantages to it. Really, it's you don't have to mess with it. And better yet, the best part of it is you don't need to have that yearly maintenance. That can get expensive sometimes, you know. They have to come and check and clean and check the burners and check this and check that. With electric, you don't need any of that. Even if they offer you a service contract, don't take it. Just change the filters and off you go.
How's that, Barbara?
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for the info.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Off to Villeray at 925. Hi, Mary.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so my question would be, we're redoing our roof next month, which has a skylight, and we're putting in a new skylight. So at the moment, we have the bathroom venting out. It's not doing a really good job because there's mold here and there in the bathroom. There's no other place to vent out because it's a duplex, it's an apartment, and basically the bathroom is in the middle, and there's no other way. My other question is, would it be now a good time to change, maybe to put a better fan in? And also, we are adding a dryer in that bathroom. I'm want to know if now also it would be a good time to put the venting hose for the dryer at the same time. And is that like overcharging it, or are they doing a good job? Because we've had problems with that skylight in the past, and we've had it caulked and everything, but it just, the humidity just seems to be getting back in.
Okay, what do you think, Walter?
So first thing is first, when you're not combining both, I hope, so you're not putting the bathroom fan and the vent fan in the same ducting system.
I'm not sure. I don't know. This, I've
you
asked
should it. Be sure, and I'm going to make it simple for you. It's okay. Definite no-no.
Definite no-no. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So don't even go there. Don't even think about it. Don't even put it on the table as an option.
Okay.
You know, you want the dryer vent to be a dedicated vent for the dryer. You don't, you know, dryers can cause fires. So
of course,
want to be very careful with that lint inside your duct.
Okay.
Having said that, you need a good system. So if you are like, I believe you need to have a special kind of vent trap on the roof for the dryer and for the fan separately. Okay. Having said that, the most important, you want to see what kind of turns and elbows and corners you need to take to bring it out to the roof. You need a straight line as possible. Mm. If you know, the more turns you have, every time you do a turn, you are losing efficiency anywhere between 15 to 35% of the suction power, or the, you know, this is how much you're forcing or adding to the stress for the evacuation. So
yes,
these things have to be calculated. That's why we say the stronger, the straightest the line, the better it is.
Mm.
You need to have insulated ducts in the attic. That's very, very, very important. If not, it's going to condensate. And wherever it's coming out in the roof, where you might have problems with the dryer vent is in areas where snow accumulates and it can block it. So just ensure that you are putting it in place where you don't have much snow accumulation. That's what you have to look for when you're installing those things.
Okay.
I like things going out of the roof, especially when it comes to bathroom vents as well, due to the condensation.
Right.
Like versus it coming out from soffits, which is very common. You know, the backdraft can cause condensation in your attic. So if you have a way to bring it out through the roof and be efficient about it, you know, I would definitely do that. And, you know, it's just a question of ensuring that you have also a good vent on top. Like Dryer Jack, for example, they have a good system.
What did you call that?
Dryer Jack.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, if you Google it, you know, they have good systems for dryers. You know, and to put on the roof and what have you. There's also very fancy ones with blowers in them and what have you, but they're expensive. They run you about $900 event.
You know what? I'm going to ask you both just to hang on. Mary, can you hang on for one more second?
Certainly.
Okay, we're going to take a little break and come back with more of your calls here on the Home Improvement Show. 514-790-0800.
Whether you're handy or all thumbs, you're listening to the Home Improvement Show on CJAD 800.
I'm going to say my ratio is like 30-70. 936, Ken, along with Walter from Renovco. And we're just going to wrap up. By the way, the phone number here to talk to Walter, get some free advice. No bill, nothing, free. 514-790-0800. Just going to wrap up with Mary from Villeray. So we're talking about her issue on the roof and the vents, right?
Yeah. So Mary, if you are going to go with a dryer jack, because they really make more efficient vents, you know, they've really mastered the dampers and everything else. I always recommend there's a specific number model. It's 486.
486. I've already Googled it, so yeah. I can see what it is. And it, here I just fell on, it looks like it's built in the United States, but that would apply to our Canadian winter.
Well, that's why I'm saying the 486, because it's a taller model, and it's made for like bigger rainfalls. The regular model is for snow, like medium snow areas. Okay. Doesn't really apply to our weather, but you need the taller profile okay. for our weather. And that's, you know, strategically where you place it on the roof makes a lot of difference as well.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying whoever is doing that vent for you have to see how many turns we have to do or how much of a straight line we can have it done in a way that we don't constrict the flow as much as possible.
Okay.
That's all part of your planning strategy. And if not, that's why sometimes we opt to take it out from a sidewall, simply because the turns are way too much or the attic is way too high. Mm. Like I've been to an attic once that was 35 feet.
Ooh.
It's huge, yeah. Okay? It's a church attic, right? So, you know, you don't want to pass anything through that. It's just going to, you know, you really can't have a very efficient system for that. So these are the that's where common sense is going to play a lot. But if you are going to opt for that, go with the 486, nothing below that.
Okay, 486. Right. Now, this is a flat roof, so I don't know. I guess it's as good as anything else. And my roofer would know how to do all of that, right? I don't have to, so I can't really change the roofer.
Well, the roofer is great installing the vent. I don't know if he would want to do the ducting from your bathroom all the way up, but I know they're good in ensuring that the vent is well installed and it's membrane. And you want your roofer, honestly, to install all of these things on the roof while doing the roof, so nothing messes with the guarantee of the roofer.
Okay.
If you have someone else comes and makes holes in the roof and you have a leak, who are you going to blame?
Yeah, then they're going to throw the ball at each other.
That's correct.
Course.
So anytime you are changing a skylight, doing anything on the roof, especially if it's still under guarantee, ensure that it's the roofer that did it before that does it now, so your guarantee stay in force.
Okay. One more question. Mm-hmm. We're going to change. I want to change even, of course, the vent that's in the bathroom at the moment, because obviously it was done about maybe 15, 20 years ago. They didn't put vents. This is a very old house. We didn't have vents in the bathroom before. And we did place a vent, but, obviously now that I'm in the apartment, I noticed that it's not working very, very well. So what do you have any, again, like the dryer jack, do you have any recommendation as to the quality or the perhaps the potency?
Yeah, I mean, I know Panasonic does amazing bathroom vents, bathroom fans. But with fans, it's all about the CFMs, right? And number one, you want a fan to be quiet because, you know, we don't like jet engines in the middle of the night. And some of them really are rowdy. So the better quality ones are usually the quieter ones.
Okay.
Panasonic is all about the CFMs. So the CFMs are going to depend on how far your trajet is, how far your route to the exit point is. That's how you're going to determine how strong your CFM is going to be. Always go with the better quality ones. Always go with the higher CFMs because, you know, it can't hurt you. Lower CFM could hurt you. It's hurting you right now. You see mold on your ceiling. That means you have a very weak fan or you have a fan with improper evacuation. So this is another thing that you have to look at. Why am I having mold in the bathroom? Sometimes they are just decorative. You see the fan and we go up in the attic and there's no duct whatsoever. That's actually worse. Because now you're going to create mold all over your attic due to spraying all that condensation. And you're better off not having a fan at all and opening a window rather than having a spit in the attic, all that condensation.
Yeah, there's no window in the bathroom at all.
Yeah, so you definitely need a very good quality fan. Having said that, the quiet fans, they have a bit of a disadvantage, if you wish. And their disadvantage is that they are quiet. So if you forget them on, nothing tells you that you forgot them. And they, you know, you see a lot of them burn because, you know, they, or you see, you hear cases where you had condensation on the duct simply because it's always on.
Okay.
So what you want to do when you install one is put a timer on, and that will force it to shut down. So you don't have a choice to have it on all the time. It's 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. No, it doesn't matter how long you want it for, as long as it shuts off automatically afterwards.
Okay.
Because you will forget it on and you won't even know.
Yeah, this is how quiet they are. We do that at the moment. And one last thing
Quickly.
Now, do I have to get an electrician to place the fan, I suppose?
Well, especially that you are going to put the plug for it. You're running wires to have a switch for it and everything. And, 100%. There's wiring involved, so it's not a do-it-yourself type of thing.
Okay, so I have to, the roofer wouldn't really supply an electrician.
Absolutely not.
No.
If he did, I would ask myself questions. You have to understand... the most important thing is about your license, your RBQ license. A roofer license is a specialized license. He's not a general contractor license. So because he's not a general contractor, he's not allowed to hire any other trades rather than roofers. Now, why is this important in case of liability? If you have a fire, if you have any issues, his insurance does not cover him because he technically infringed on someone else's domain.
Exactly.
That's why we have the general contractor license, which means you can subcontract all the trades that you need. And even in general contracting, you have different levels and different things that you are allowed and not allowed to do. That's why I would be careful getting a specialized sub unless his license accepts it. He have a general license, which is rare, because you would pay more money for something that you're not doing. So I would be very nervous about having a specialized contractor getting me other trades because of the restrictions on his license.
There you go. All right. Something to keep in mind, Mary.
Electrician and just coincide the two on the day that they're coming, or can it be done?
Not really. You don't need, you absolutely don't need to. What you need is you need to speak to you can have your roofer install the ducting for you and get the ducting to the ceiling site, and then the electrician can come really at any time. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary, call us back when it's all over and tell us how it went.
Certainly. Thank you.
Best of luck.
Good luck
with
it.
Thank you so much.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. That's Mary in Villeray. 514-790-0800. Still time to call and talk to Walter here on the Home Improvement Show.
This is the Home Improvement Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
All right, 949. Thank you for calling in to talk to Walter at 514-790-0800. Elisa, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What part of town are you calling from?
St. Leonard.
Oh, St. Leonard. Very good. What do you want to talk to Walter about?
Okay, well, actually, you were mentioning your garage.
My garage floor. It's a mess.
Yes.
Yeah.
So same here, that we have the same issue. So he mentioned this epoxy cement, which... but he didn't mention what company he recommends, if he can.
Yeah, sure. Not a problem. He's a great guy. His name is Dominic, and his company is called Multipolissage.
Multipolissage. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, my other question is, other than the floor, my walls have... It looks like it's been like cement that's been brushed on and then painted.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be crumbling as well. So when the work needs to be done, what do I do first? Do I do the walls in this case, or do I do the floor?
Well, the good news is that same guys can do both for you at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, so don't divide the contract in half. It's going to cost you way too much. And, these are cement guys, so they can do the parching at the same time. It's probably some parching, so... It's
okay.
Not. It doesn't require a huge skill set. Just really someone that's good with a trowel.
Okay.
And Dominic can definitely, if you have him over, he can definitely plan it out for you and get it done all at the same time.
Okay, sounds great.
There you all go. Right.
Okay. And the other thing that I see them they do actually is instead of the parging, they go with the epoxy. If you're going halfway through the wall, they go also with the same type of finish, so it looks amazing.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting.
And it does not flake, which is even more awesome.
Well, I really appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Elisa.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. We'll go to Pierrephone. Dave. Hi, Dave. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Thank you so much.
Okay. You want to talk about an issue with the bedroom that you have to paint, or you just painted it?
No, I painted it before,
yeah.
But above the heat, the paint always crack. I don't know what's the reason why.
When you brought in the heat? Sorry. When what? I didn't hear
above
that.
Above the heat on the wall.
Okay.
The paint always keep cracking.
Okay. So this type of phenomenon occur in two different many reasons, but the most common are two. It's overthinking or overthinning your paint. Okay. Meaning if you are, I don't know if you painted that yourself or you hired someone to paint. Okay. So usually in the amateur painters division, we see it often that they have overthinned the paint. So what happens is it becomes too thin of a layer and it cracks, or it overthinned, overthick the paint. Now, the way you're going to know that is by the depth of the paint itself or the crack. If you see that it's fairly deeper than usual, then that means you put too much paint there, and what you want to do is you want to try to scrape it off and reapply it without overthinning or overthinking the paint. Just make sure that you are moderately applying it. So that's one technique. The other one is the type of paint you use that you want to look at. Do you know what kind of paint?
I think I use Benjamin Moore, I think.
Okay, but did you use like Super Acrylic 100 paint?
That one I can't remember above my head right now.
So that's what you want to ensure that you use all the time. The reason we want to go with a Super Acrylic 100 is because it's more forgiving. It have more elasticity to it. So when the house moves, or when the structure moves, or when you have thin application or thinner application, it has that elasticity to avoid the cracking. So that's what I would do if I'm going to buy the new paint. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Always remember as well that when you are doing these types of jobs, the wall preparation is very important. And we tend to ignore that part, and it's really the most important part. I've seen people painting over a dusty wall after they sand their plaster. That's the worst thing you could do. You're going to, all this dust is going to be sealed, and you're going to have all kind of bubbles in your paint.
Okay. Yeah, but I have to scrape that part and pull the polyfiller and put it and sand it on?
Yes, you have to scrape it and try to sand the edges where the cracks are and then reapply. The other thing you want to look at is how much is this heater heating up? Is it functioning properly? Because sometimes if you have a failed heater that's on all the time because the thermostat is not working,
that's always working.
It's always on, yeah?
Okay, that's not a good thing. So that means your thermostat is not working, and that's what you need to also address. That means your heater is overheating, and that's not a good thing either. Plus, you're probably paying a lot of money for hydro. You really don't want that. So that get that fixed first before you fix your paint.
Yeah,
because that's probably the culprit. Yeah.
All right, Dave.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. You as well. 9:54. We're going to sneak in Isabella. Isabella, hi.
Hi. I'm calling to find out if I can get help to do my garage roof.
What is exactly wrong with your garage roof?
I have to replace the shingles on the roof.
Okay. So.
And I'm looking for someone to do the roof and to put a new door and a new floor into.
Okay, so you're.
It's an outside garage.
So you're doing a man cave in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your question?
Walter, can you send us someone to give me an estimate, please?
I feel like I'm working right now.
he's not the receptionist, Isabella.
we'll try to take care of you. Hopefully, we'll try to take care of you.
You have my phone number?
Yeah.
We'll take it under the air.
Hang on. Don't hang up yet. Let me take this down, and we'll see if we can set you up with someone here. We're full service here between 9 and 10 o'clock on CJ.
Now,
CJD.
Ken is officially our receptionist.
Yeah. Okay, Isabella, I've got your number down.
Please make sure you call me, okay?
Yeah. What's in it for me, Isabella?
Well, thanks.
I have a soft spot for baked goods.
Okay. I'll make you coconut bread.
Oh, now you're talking.
Okay. Whatever you're going to cook for him, you better cook for me, too.
Okay.
All right. We've got your number.
Bye.
Oh, bye-bye now. I'm going to sneak in one more if I can, just to be a nice guy. It's 9:56. We're with Walter from Renovco, and Jimmy is still talking to the person on the phone. You know what? Can we sneak him in, Jimmy? Do I have time? Yeah? All right. Claude, I got about 2 minutes for you. You're on the air. Go.
Hi, my name is Ted. You mentioned about a floor specialist. the name was mentioned, Dominic, but what's the contact information of the company?
Oh, okay. You're going to have to hold on. It's called Multipolissage.
Oh, Multipolissage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bother you with this.
Oh, no, no, not at all. I mean, look, it's this is what we're here for. We're
You know what, Ted? I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, because during the news break, we'll get you the information. We'll tell you on the phone, okay?
I have it if you want.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't hang up, because Walter is looking it up right now.
I have it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
We'll take care of it during the commercial break. Don't worry about that. Text that came in, Walter. Said, Costco has a great, quiet, high CFM bathroom fan. Public service announcement here. Under $100 with a timer and humidity control included to shut off automatically.
That is awesome.
Is that a good price?
That is a very good price.
All right.
That's very good. I wish we would have mentioned the brand.
Yeah.
But,
Neil, text us back with the brand name of that, but available at Costco. I don't know if you have time for this or you want to tackle it, but there's a question about basement concrete flooring and LVT with a cork backing. Can you lay LVT over a product like DMX1? This is physics for me here.
Yeah, that's physics for me as well. Yeah,
I mean, more detail, I guess, on that.
Yeah, right? we're going to need more detail on that. There's just too many abbreviations to go over.
I hear you. You know, I was looking at the something that came in, I guess, overnight on the text line. I don't know if I can find it right now, but it was about mistakes that you make when you're renovating and sacrificing function for form. And they said, you know what, sometimes when you're doing a home renovation project, you should stop and think before you set everything up and do the renovations. Like, how do you live in this space?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, you know, where should the door be? Where should the window be? Where should the outlets be?
We call them fashion renovation victims. There's a name for that.
We can discuss that next week, I guess. All right, because interesting topic about planning ahead for renovation. Walter, thank you.
Always a pleasure, bud.
Walter Assey from Renovco. Again, listen, hey, the home improvement show's done, but the car show is ready to go. We got Chad Kennemy sitting in for Lisa, who's on holiday. I'll ride shotgun with Chad and answer the calls and set him up. So if you have a question for the car show, call at 514-790-0800. About a minute to go before 10 o'clock. News is standing by, and then we're back here on CJAD 800.